Just in time for the holidays, fake mobile apps on their way to an iPhone near you, probably yours. Hundreds of these fake apps masquerading as brands you know well have popped up in the Apple App Store in the last few weeks. The scam sends pop-up ads to unsuspecting downloaders, but could do much worse than that. Apple's removed many of them, but hasn't done enough for some critics. So let's check in now with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. And joining us from San Francisco, Ina Fried, senior editor of mobile at Recode. Ina, happy Election Day.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. And first, walk us through this. What do these apps look like, and how do you even know what they are if they look the same as other legitimate apps?
Well, they're subtly different. So one of these, for example, said Foot Locker, like Foot Locker, but without the R. So, you know, these aren't necessarily high-quality fakes, but they are duping some people into thinking they're the real thing. And when you download them, you know, again, you should notice pretty quickly if, you know, an app is popping up stuff and just delete it. You know, this is a problem. It's not a huge problem, but it is a problem. Apple is taking notice. They're trying to figure out some things. But like a lot of things, like security, this is an arms race. And, you know, they figure out something and then the bad guys figure out something else to sneak it past.
Well, when you say when you download it, you know, it'll show something and so you should just delete it. I'm thinking of a kid I know who would be clueless about this. But it's supposed to, when you download this fake app, it's one thing to notice spelling, but it'll have a pop-up ad maybe on your phone?
So when you open these apps, I mean, typically somebody doesn't do a fake app just to have fun. I mean, that happens occasionally. In general, what they're trying to do is either get your information or get you to buy stuff or show you advertising that they can make money from. There are some ways, though, to make sure this really doesn't happen to you. So, you know, we can talk about both what to do if you figure out you've done it, which is delete the app. But actually, if you want, say, Foot Locker's app, go to Foot Locker's website and search for the app there. It's going to take you a link directly to the App Store.
Yeah.
Or if you want to go through the App Store, look at the reviews. Does it have a bunch of reviews that are positive? It's probably not fake.
Yeah, if it just says Jimmy liked it, you know, maybe not good. But you say, okay, so it might send you an ad and try to sell you something. But can it do something much worse? Can it send malware? Can it get in and take your information?
Well, the iPhone is pretty sophisticated against malware. So, I mean, theoretically, yes. But, you know, Apple is both checking for malware. I mean, that's kind of the one thing they're most focused on. The reason these got through is because fake shopping apps weren't actually first on their list. You know, it's a mix of Apple not being quite vigilant enough in some cases. And then also, as long as you create an app that connects to the web, you can actually change things on the server side. And not to get too techie, but the app itself might not be malicious, but it then gets changed over the internet to go to different websites. Suddenly you have a whole different app. In general, I don't think we're seeing a ton of harm being done here, but, you know, this isn't good. Apple clearly takes it seriously and is going to figure out ways to get better, but so are the bad guys.
What's it doing right now? And by the way, is this just on iPhones and Apple or others?
No, actually, I mean, that's the surprising thing here is, you know, Google's Android App Store is known for being much more lax. Apple touts the fact that all apps are reviewed before they go online. Google has actually stepped up what it does. It uses automation versus humans, but they've gotten pretty sophisticated. You'll still find more sketchy stuff for Android, but Google's gotten better. And clearly in this case, Apple wasn't good enough. So, you know, it still pays for the downloader. I was going to say the buyer beware, but the downloader to beware of what they're downloading. And, you know, if you look in the App Store and you do a search and you pull up, you know, something that's got an editor's choice or a lot of reviews, you're probably going to be fine.
Yeah, because there are,
or again, go to the website of the app right. You want and click on their link.
Because there's hundreds of thousands of apps. So, and by the way, you know, we know how technology works. It's whack-a-mole. As soon as companies, like if Apple figures out how to block the bad apps, there's going to be an end run at some point. So just be a smarter user, as you say.
Yeah, and a few people can do a lot of damage. So in this case, there were hundreds of apps, but there's probably, you know, 8 or 9 really smart people in China that were doing most of this.
Right.
So a small number of people can, you know, do a lot of harm on the internet. And, you know, It's tough to outsmart smart people when they're trying to do bad things.
There you go. That's a bumper sticker waiting to happen. Ina Fried, senior editor of Mobile at Recode. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.